I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into You Better You Bet here on the BetQL Network. I am Kate Constable. He is Mark Drumheller. We're filling in today for Nick and Ken, who are off, getting you set for the weekend here on this phenomenal Friday. Mark, tons to talk about today. We have an awesome lineup of guests. We're going to talk to Adam Levitan, co-founder of Establish a Run, next segment. So starting things off with a bang here on You Better You Bet today. Pat Boyle is going to join us at 4:20 to do a little NBA. Andy Hart at 5:40, co-host of the Six Rings podcast, will talk more NFL draft. And then Joe DeLera at 6 o'clock, he is going to close us out with some NBA bets and series prices. He's the host of the Cash That podcast. Tons going on today, Mark. Two playing games. We've got the draft less than a week away. NBA playoffs are starting to roll this weekend. How are you feeling going into the big weekend here?
I mean, how can I feel bad? Look at this lineup of guests we have today. I can't wait to pick all their brains about the NFL draft. Really excited. Now we're starting to get into the time where, you know, the rumor mill's churning and you have to separate the smoke from the signal. And I think these guests are going to do a great job of helping us out.
Yeah, the rumor mill has been turning a lot. Some news coming out of the Patriots camp. All of a sudden, the number two overall or projected number two overall pick, Jaden Daniels, the odds are shifting crazy there. I mean, he is like almost at even money now, where he was a heavy, heavy favorite to go number two earlier in the week. So a ton to get into. But Mark, as always, we got to start where we do every show, which is kind of recapping our bets from the previous night. Did you have a good evening betting some sports last night?
I did. Last night was good. I just did a little cross sport parlay, right? Not a lot of action going on last night. So I decided, you know what? I'm just going to play a little bit of NHL. I'm going to play a little bit of Major League Baseball. I took the Calgary Flames, easy money there. And then on the money line with a money line parlay with the San Francisco Giants, Webb threw a gem. That game, never in doubt. So, you know, things went well, went light, you know, got a winner, quick winner. And then we move on to tonight. We got a little more action.
This is probably going to be shocking to you, Mark. This is the second time we've been on You Better You Bet this week, filling in and hosting together. This is the second time I'm going to tell you I didn't place a single bet last night. I didn't on, what was it, Tuesday when we filled in? Monday night, I didn't have anything. Last night, I didn't have anything. We didn't have any NBA, NHL, a little funky because, you know, last game of the regular season, like, you know, did any of those really matter all that much? MLB, we're still getting our feet wet a little. I do have a couple MLB bets today, but I was firing on some NBA bets for tonight. So I'm excited to give those out as the show progresses. So last night was just kind of like looking ahead towards the weekend, trying to figure out what I was going to want to take, what I'm going to take, you know, throughout the NBA playoffs based on how this game one goes. So just kind of get my ducks in an order for a big weekend of sports betting. Mark?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's what's awesome about right now is that we're getting, you know, the NHL regular season out of the way. We get into the best part of the NHL season, which is the playoffs. Nothing more exciting, in my opinion. Just love those playoff series, the upsets. And then with the NBA, play-in's fine. We didn't get any action last night. We got it back tonight. But looking forward to these first round matchups and these seven game series that we can break down, because there's so many ways to bet them. Like, you can bet them individually game by game. You can bet them at the series prices. BetMGM has a ton of alternatives there. You can, you know, play it, you know, a series spread, minus 1.5 games or whatnot. Or, you know, you can bet them to win the series, or you can try and bet the exact series and how that plays out. I did a little bit of everything so far. So, you know, I'm ready to get the play-in over with. I want to get these series on the way.
I'm ready to get the play-in over with too, but I'm nervous for my Chicago Bulls tonight. It's looking like Alex Caruso is going to play for the Bulls. He had an ankle injury in that first play in a game against the Hawks. The Bulls are the most frustrating team ever. Do you remember, like, what was it, 2 weeks ago when Torrey Craig threw the ball up on the backboard? He was going to go and dunk it himself, but Andre Drummond comes up behind him and basically fouls Torrey Craig to try and dunk it because he thought it was, like, you know, a pass off the backboard. That was a mess. Then in Wednesday's game against the Hawks, Andre Drummond steps on Alex Caruso's foot, and that's what sprains Alex Caruso's ankle. Luckily, the inflammation has gone down, so Caruso's looking like he's going to play tonight. No Terry Rozier for the Heat, no Jimmy Butler for the Heat. That is huge. But Mark, come on, is there a more, like, frustrating team than the Chicago Bulls, and aren't you glad you're not a fan of them?
I am, but Kate, listen, the Sixers are not a lot of fun either, but you're built for this, true. Kate. Like, you know, this isn't the first year that the Bulls have gotten in their own way, right? You see it year after year. You know, I think that they have a decent chance tonight. They're playing a wounded team in the Miami Heat, you know, no Butler and no Rozier. So this is the best chance they have of actually getting into the playoffs. Now, the consolation prize is, you know, you get to go to Boston and get massacred. But hey, you know what? You get a couple more games, you get a little experience.
Yeah, that is. I mean, it's like the, I don't know, silver lining. Like, you win tonight and then Bulls are probably going to get swept. I do think the Bulls are going to win tonight. I'm on them in that game. So we're going to break down the two play-in matchups. We also have Pelicans and Kings tonight. We're going to break both of those games down coming up in a little bit. But Mark, over on the Diamond last night, I mean, this is a pretty nice performance from Logan Webb. 19 straight players retires, 19 straight. Like, that's that's pretty incredible. It hasn't done that in quite some time. I believe it was back in 2022. He had 16 straight outs at Coors Field. So first time in a while. What did you think of Logan Webb last night?
I love it, man. I mean, he was part of the parlay, so I'm a big Logan Webb fan. The Giants got the job done. It's great to hear these good stories from pitchers, right? Because what have we heard about pitching all season? It's just about the injuries. It's about, you know, the workload, the pitch count. You know, it seemed to be like a lot of negative. So it's good to see some of these positive pitching stories funneling in. We get a great performance from Webb. And, you know, the season now in Major League Baseball, we're getting to a point to where we're starting to find out a little bit of who these teams are. So I'm excited.
Yeah, starting to figure out a little bit about a lot of these teams. Like you just said, Chicago Cubs, they are in action right now playing the Marlins because they had a game rained out last night. We had quite a bit of rain in Chicago. So that game was postponed. It is the bottom of the third. Cubs are up 3-0 and bases are loaded with zero outs. So hopefully Chicago, for any of you Chicago bettors out there, can come through with a big inning right now, because that would be quite the lead if Chicago can pile on a couple more runs in this inning. All right, Mark, I mentioned that we're going to break down the two play-in games. So let's get there, because throughout the show, I mean, we're going to be breaking down basically every series. So we're going to be packed with stuff. Let's get these play-in games out of the way early. We'll maybe, you know, go over them again later in the show when we give out our best bets in Power Hour, because the Bulls, Bulls Heat game starts right when the show gets over. So we're going to have to get everyone ready. How are you feeling about this game tonight? You mentioned that you think the Bulls have a shot to win this one. Can they, you know, win it and move on?
I do. I think, you know, the Heat really needs Spoelstra's best effort. I mean, he's really the key tonight, right? Because he's just piecing these players, the remaining players together, you know, to try and, you know, come up with a win tonight against the Chicago team. No Butler just kills them. I mean, he is the heart and soul of the Miami Heat. Like, it really, like, not, it's even his leadership on the court. Like, even if he was hobbled and able to play, it's, you know, it's a little bit different. So I didn't bet this one just because there's so many, like, unknowns, you know, with the Heat and their injuries, and then Caruso, how effective is he going to be defensively, right? So I think if anything, I might lean to the under in this one, but I didn't like a side. Like, I do think the Bulls will win the game, but just not confident enough to bet it.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I think the Bulls are going to win the game tonight. And that might be a little fandom coming in, a little Chicago bias. I would love to see the Bulls win tonight, but I think they can get it done, especially without Jimmy Butler on the floor, because although the Heat, thank you, Mario, for that stat that you just threw in the chat, Heat have gone 13-9 without Butler this year. So a very good record without their best player, but their offense becomes pretty pedestrian. I mean, Terry Rozier not being on the floor as well, that also hurts. Bam Adebayo going up against Nikola Vucevic, that's a tough matchup for him. Bam only had 10 points in that game against Philly, and, you know, going up against Joel Embiid, a little bit different story than going up against Vooch. Obviously, Embiid, the more superior player of that duo. But if Tyler Hero doesn't have a big game tonight, where is the scoring going to come from for Miami? Like, then you're looking at Highsmith, you're looking at Jaime Jaquez, who, by the way, had 5 rebounds in that first game. I had them, Mark, I'm going to pump myself up a little bit here. I had Hawkeyes to have 5-plus rebounds for plus 450 in that one, and that hit. So that was a fantastic little cash for me there. I'm not going to take that again in this game because, obviously, different matchups. But I think Hawkeyes could have a big game. I did take him over 21.5 points, rebounds, and assists, because I think he's going to get quite a bit of playing time tonight with Butler out. But ultimately, I just like the Bulls. That is probably a lot of my fandom here, but it's a coin flip. And if a game's going to be a coin flip to me, I'm going to ride with the team that I have some emotional stake in. So I'm taking the Bulls in this one tonight. Other injuries in the second game. No Zion. Like, we are just getting robbed of unbelievable talent with Zion Williamson not being on the floor and not being 100%. He can't make it through a season. He can't make it through half of the season. How much fun, like, the NBA would be so much better if Zion could just stay healthy. He had 40 points in that game against the Lakers, and that was before he went out late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, New Orleans would be so much more fun if Zion was healthy. Like, that's a fan base that I feel bad of. Every year I look at this Pelicans team and I'm like, man, when they are healthy and everything's clicking, like, they can really compete with a lot of the top teams in the West. There was a time during the regular season not too long ago where we were like, hey, man, this is the team that could get the first round upset and really cause some chaos in the Western Conference playoffs. But again, they just get in their own way. Ingram's banged up. Zion's out now. So very, very tough spot. Unfortunate for the Pelicans, but we've seen this before. You know, the end of the season slide put themselves in this position. So now they have to lie in their bed. And unfortunately for, you know, the good fans in New Orleans who are thirsting for a winner, you know, it's just going to be another year of disappointment, I feel like, for the Pelicans, whether they win or lose this game.
Yeah, because then they go on and play Oklahoma City. I don't think either of those teams, Kings or Pelicans, especially Pelicans without Zion, they're not winning against OKC, right? There's no
shot.
The
question becomes, how many games do they lose in for betters? Not, you know, are they going to win the series?
Right. That's the same question for the Heat or the Bulls against the Celtics. And I would argue that it's probably going to be four. Not even a gentleman sweep, just a sweep for whichever team advances to play the number one seed in the East. I have a play in this Pelicans-Kings game. I like the over in the first quarter, Mark. 54.5 is the total. These two teams, in the five games they played this season, averaging 60.8 first quarter points. Both teams started quickly in their respective first play-in games. Pelicans had 34 in the first quarter. Kings had 31. I know this total for the full game is extremely low, but I think they get off to a hot start and then it kind of dips down after that. So I'm also going to be looking to bet this live if we do get off to a very hot start to then possibly take the under for the full game, just knowing that things are likely going to slow down, especially in the second half.
Yeah, it's a great angle, Kate. It really is to try and play the total live. I wish I thought of that, but I did play the under in this one, the under 210.5. I think that it's just both offenses are going to struggle in this one. Hopefully not in the first quarter, right? Let's cash your bet first. Yep. And then, you know, we can we can invite all the bricks, right? We want to see bricks from that point forward. But, you know, from the Pelicans standpoint defensively, you got Herb Jones. He does a pretty good job against Fox. Sacramento not really doing the same. I mean, Sabonis is going to get his inside right without Zion. We know that, but I just don't think it's going to be the Kings offense that we're used to. And on the other side, like, Ingram has not been the same since he got banged up with no Zion. I think offensively they're going to struggle. And I think both teams are just going to try and slow this thing down. Like, this is an elimination game. There's a lot of pressure. And I think both defenses are really going to step up tonight.
Well, I'm glad we're on the same page that you can allow a fast first quarter and then the bricks come after.
I will allow it. We'll approve it. Okay. It comes to the desk, I sign off on that one, and then we move on.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mark. That's why we work well together. We're going to talk to Adam Levitan, co-founder of Establish the Run, in the next segment. But leading into that, Mark, we just got to quickly touch, and we can ask Adam even more about this when we talk to him next. But the Patriots rumored to possibly be trading down from the third pick, or at least being open to. Rumor, fact, what do you think?
I think it's rumor. I don't buy it. I think the Patriots need a quarterback and a competent one, man. And I think that there's going to be a good one there at number three. I don't think they can pass him up, especially if it's Drake May. I mean, I know that May's getting a lot of steam for, you know, number two. Not sure if that's how this draft is going to play out, but even if it is, maybe it's a situation where they like May, they don't like Daniels, and it depends who's there at three on whether they trade out. But I think it would be a mistake. I think they need to get a good quarterback in there.
Yeah, this is the week where the rumors start flowing. Everyone's trying to throw each other off the scent. So you got to try and pick and choose and figure out what's truth and what's not. What's fiction? We're going to ask Adam Levitan that next. Co-founder of Establish the Run joins us here on You Better You Bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.